Welcome to the Every Nation Taipei podcast. We're here to help you know God, discover your purpose, grow in your relationships, and make a difference in Taipei, Taiwan, and beyond. We hope this message encourages you today.
It's good to see you, everybody. Easter Sunday. You know, as you come into Easter Sunday, a lot of people wonder why is Easter such a big deal?
Together.
And what is Easter all about? Why is it called Easter?
Where does it say hi to you? Take a moment, say hi to him.
Is that a Christian word? It's actually not a Christian word. And so here's a little bit of a backstory about Easter. Easter is actually named after a non-Latin goddess. And it was a celebration of Easter goddess. This goddess represents springtime, fertility, and new life. And so there's a celebration that they had at the spring equinox, which is like the day of the year where we turn from sunlight and darkness being exactly even.
And then
the days start to get longer, and there's more light.
Everything we do,
and so it's a celebration of what we call the beginning of spring, the spring equinox. It's a celebration of new life, because that's when the flowers come out, and all the animals start having babies.
Of God's word.
And so that's what we've gone through. What happened? That's how Easter came to be.
To just go through these
the very first pope
of faith.
In Rome.
Oftentimes that can just be very boring if you just take it as principles.
But he was Pope Gregory the First, known as Pope Gregory by which we live.
He wanted to send missionaries. And so this year, we know 2025, God spoke to us. Make sure your foundation.
And so we gathered a team of 40 missionaries.
That there's understanding,
headed by a guy named Augustine.
Understanding of who we are.
And he said,
why we exist,
go
and what we're called to do.
To this pagan country.
And so we've taken this year to drive deeper stakes.
And convert them to Christianity.
And we've went through the book.
And so they started the journey. Back in those days, you didn't hop on a flight. You know,
and then we've gone through our statements of faith.
To get anywhere, because you went by walking or horseback
as a church.
And so they're traveling there.
These three things as a movement.
From Rome,
a group of churches, and as
which is where the central
local church here, Every Nation Taipei, these are the three things that make us
missionaries. Went halfway there, they started to think again,
starting to tell
stories of how
number
fierce
one is
tribes
the mission.
Were over there.
The mission is what
you know how
us
difficult
together.
It would
the
be, and
is
how pagan they were, and
why we
witchcraft
exist.
It was,
and there's
like
a mission
that,
and decide, you know,
maybe this is such a good idea, and they actually wanted to turn back. And the Pope said, no,
it's
you need to go.
With
and
creation,
he said, here's what you do. You go in
made
and
us,
you just bring Christianity
the
in,
foundational
connect
mission,
it to
which
the
Jesus
local
said,
culture.
Go into all the world.
So you find all of their holidays.
Do this
and then
relationally
you find
by loving
reasons
God and loving
for those holidays.
And
you just begin to infiltrate Christianity
God's mission
into
for us
the culture.
Purpose.
And so that's what they did. They began to,
every
holiday that pagans celebrated,
God
found a saint
born
on that day, or something
that
happened in
that we feel with Jewish God's mission, here's what he's assigned us.
And they started to turn all these things, and they eventually got them all to be Christian
names. What we feel called within the Every Nation mission as a church. This is our mission. And so actually, it's something that we feel as we re-engage with.
And so
2026 is going to be our
focus. It's kind of like what Jesus did.
What is our mission?
He went in, and when there were lepers, and people said, stay away from lepers, he just said, no, I'm
going
to go
over our foundations, made sure those are
I'm
deep.
I'm going to go in where other people say, don't go.
We want to make sure
don't
that
go in
we're
in
sinners,
we're
living
it'll
as
get
a
on
church
you.
On mission.
But
I feel like that's something that we haven't done a good job with.
Because what I'm going to do
so we're
going to
just renew.
What
does it mean to go and to be disciples and make disciples?
And so they started bringing light
to
the darkness.
Actively love God and love people.
Holidays that they actually didn't change the name.
So
they kept it the same. And they just repurposed it. Said what
we're
is going to
be
now
disciples.
It's not just a celebration.
We're
going to
make disciples.
The celebration of the fact that Jesus,
every one of us, has called
rose
Jesus
from the
called all of us to go and make
and that
make
became
disciples.
So strong.
And so this year we're going to go. What does
they
that
said,
mean?
You know, all
how
the
do
things that they celebrate,
workshops, and seminars,
new
and
life.
We want to make it
and
something
the
that we do.
And the bunnies represent
that
multiplication.
Don't.
All that is representative of what Jesus did at
very,
when he rose from the dead.
To be very
so it's just
evident
a natural
what our
hit.
Mission
we'll just take
and
it
our purpose
and take it over.
Is as a church.
And now
anyone who comes to church is going to immediately catch on and say,
the Sunday,
oh, I understand what you guys are
in
about.
The, throughout the calendar
why
year,
do
where
what
more
do,
people come
because
to church
we live on purpose and
Sunday.
Live on mission.
It's all you first-timers.
So
welcome
turn
to
your
church.
Neighbor.
You're part of the tradition.
Them, let's go make
this is your
disciples.
Moment. But I love that. That was this mission team of four
people.
And they eventually reached that nation.
And so even as
the king,
I'm talking today, and as we wind
Christian.
Up this year, 2025,
became the
I want to
center
encourage you to start
Christianity
thinking,
after
who
Rome.
Are the people that God's put in my circle that
because
I'm
of those 40 missionaries
to help disciples?
First, maybe not the first mission team, but one of the first
missions. And in every nation, this, we always
today we have a mission team
things.
Joining us from the Philippines. Anybody here from the UBEL mission team here with
and
us?
That we don't yet know.
There you guys in the back. Thank you for coming and joining us. We're going to believe that Taiwan is going to become a Christian sending nation, just like England became a missionary sending nation.
So that they can, in turn, be a team of four missionaries. God's mission and purpose.
And that's the story.
And then to empower them
that
to
the first missionary, Jesus, came from heaven.
And do that.
And transform the world.
And so that's what we call discipleship.
Since that time,
we break it
down missionaries
to four
have
simple things.
Going around
and so I want to encourage you as you look towards this next year, as you're praying, we always like to end the year with
Easter. That's why we celebrate Easter,
God, and say, okay, God, what have you done in my life this past year?
Day
and what are you
in
doing
the Christian calendar?
In the coming year.
In fact, this is what.
And to think of it in terms of
Paul
not just
to say,
how much money will I make? What about my career? Where should I live?
Easter
really
changed
in terms
the
of
world.
The primary purpose.
The question
for
us today
exist,
is.
Which
will it
is
change
to love God and love people.
World.
And we talk about loving
because that's
people,
the intention of
loving God.
It's
really
not just
following
to change
God
culture.
And
it's
helping
not just
others
to change
follow
history,
God, which is what we call discipleship.
Our history.
It's really just about relationships.
To transform
our
lives.
So God, there are people who
lives.
Don't know you that I need to engage. And who's the one that you really put into my life that this
so
year I want to bring to you?
1 Corinthians chapter 15.
Because it's a process of
this
relationship.
This is the Apostle Paul. He writes this. He says,
it's not convincing them to
I passed on to you what was most important.
It's helping them build a relationship.
And
what
had also been passed on
to
me.
Christ. And for most people,
Christ died
journey.
For our sins. Just as
never
the scripture said.
Have any concept
he was
of what
buried,
it means to have a relationship.
And he
with
was
God.
Raised from the dead on the third
and
day.
So it's
just as the scripture said.
Take our time this year. And those who are new Christians.
He was seen by Peter and the apostle and the 12.
And for ourselves too.
After that, he was seen by more than 500 of his followers.
And that we're empowered.
At one time.
To go out and
most
make
of whom are still
so
alive.
That's the mission that
though
ties
some have
us
died.
Together. And this coming year, we're going to focus
when
in
I grew up, Easter was
the
kind
mission.
Of just this day when we come to church. All the women wear hats.
The world
and in Sunday school, we would make goofy hats. And then we'd go on a parade around the church and
connect
with hats. That's what I remember about Easter.
The second thing that we're going to.
But Paul says, actually, this
the relational
this
aspect,
the story
of the
Easter,
church family.
What happens
on relationships?
He said, actually, this is
together.
Of first importance. Of all the
and
things
so
that
relationships
taught you,
are amazing.
Of all the things
you've
heard, this is
they bring joy, they bring
most
life, they make
important.
You feel family.
That Jesus,
a
lived,
lot of people come to church purely for the relationship. They don't know anything about
and
the
that
mission.
He rose again.
They just like the relationship. They like the feel of the community.
And that's what Easter is about.
And that's where
the
God
resurrection
with
of
us.
Jesus.
He doesn't.
And you might ask.
He doesn't make
as
us
many do.
Say,
why?
We can have
why?
A relationship. You know, I'm not going to be a friend until.
Why do we believe that Jesus was resurrected?
He comes alongside and he friends us. He died for us before we even knew him.
And simply as Christians,
so
we believe that Jesus was resurrected, not because it's some kind of a
and
inspiring
relationship
myth,
built.
Not because it's some kind of
a
story,
but, the
but because
about
they
bind
just
us together,
follow the facts.
But relationships, you know,
about the resurrection. We look at the historical facts of Jesus.
And
his story, and number one,
whether
everybody
relationship with your wife or
historians
friend,
on
know,
both sides of the fence,
those
that believe in Christianity,
not,
those that don't believe in Christianity,
conflict,
don't believe in God, they all agree.
You have great moments.
Pretty
together,
much anybody who act, is an actual historian agrees that
stuff,
yeah, Jesus
you just have to
lived.
Labor together and sometimes work.
They also
stuff.
All agree that
that's
Jesus
why we love
died.
That God gives
none
us
of them
the,
thinks that
the,
Jesus lived forever.
Ability to forgive and repent.
They all agree Jesus died,
healed, and to come together.
And they agree
but
that Jesus died by crucifixion.
What we're doing on
this is
just a relationship,
historical fact that everybody agrees upon. So we know that Jesus lived.
On
we know that he died.
And lastly,
what we don't
the third
agree
thing is
upon
theological.
Is what happened after he died.
Us together.
As Christians, when we look at the facts, we understand that there's an empty tomb. And even those who said Jesus didn't
God
rise from the dead, even those who don't believe
who
it,
truly is.
None of them disputes
we
that
see
there was
ourselves the way that that God sees
an empty
us.
Tomb.
And we see the world and our relationships the way
because
God sees
that tomb
that.
Was close
then
to
that
where
becomes
Jesus
a foundation
died.
That carries us
it was
through
a location of a wealthy
inevitable obstacles that come in life.
So it was in a nice area.
Trials.
People all saw the crucifixion because it was a public execution.
And
all
know,
the city of Jerusalem.
A life plan breaks
heard
in
about it. Knew about it.
Physical.
And so they knew about not only that
body,
Jesus was crucified,
those kind of things just
but that his body
we
was
all
taken
those
and
in life.
Buried in this
and they can really throw us for a loop if we're not solidly built on our theology.
The Romans.
And just say, you know what?
This is not an ordinary.
I have sickness in my body right now.
Crucifixion and putting him in a tomb. The Romans were
so, I trust
were
so
concerned
power.
About what might happen
I'm certainly
because Jesus
sick
had predicted
say,
that
well,
he would rise
God,
from
he,
the dead.
You know,
his disciples
did
didn't believe
God
it,
allow
but the Romans
sick.
Thought it might be true.
And we believe that God
they might try to do something about it.
By
and so they posted a large Roman guard
rather
at the
than
tomb,
saying, let God
which
be
was
God.
Not normal.
and then let's walk with him until our circumstances align with the truth.
The tomb was empty.
Until our feelings align with the truth.
And there's all kinds of theories. Nobody at that time disputed that the tomb was empty.
Jesus always tells a story of the
dispute was why.
We're Christians and some said the word of God.
Well, you know, they came at night and they stole his body.
Built his life.
And so these 11 disciples, because by then Judas had killed himself.
He knew from scripture.
These 11 disciples were fleeing for their lives and hiding,
right, just
and
kind of information and that came
that
in
they
and
came
out,
and somehow they overcame a Roman guard,
what scripture said,
which was somewhere between 4 to 16 well-armed soldiers.
Lives, because storms will always come into our lives,
and
the
life
that was built
and
on
hit it somewhere.
Just
and then they're willing
the word
to
of God and just
die for that lie.
The word of God is information.
They, see,
but
every
not a
other excuse. Some people say, that "Well, you know, they stole it," or Jesus didn't actually die.
Life
I mean, he was beaten. He had a spear shoved into his heart.
The
skin of his back was flogged off.
We want to build
he then
on
carried this thing. He was
theology,
put in a tomb, over 100 pounds of
substance
and burial.
That's what holds us together.
Material and
mission and relationships
the
and theology.
Embalming,
and so today
we're going to
be hitting
they would put
the,
there.
The doctrine
and
of
somehow,
the coming
in his beaten
of
state, he was able to take all of that off
to when
and
Jesus
then
will come again.
Roll away this stone.
And we want to say, what does the Bible say about
to
that?
Roll and
because
then
there's
defeat
a lot
all these Roman guards
out
and get out.
On the, about the second coming.
So that's their story.
And if you want to have
and then the Bible says
debate,
that not only that, but then Jesus appeared to
I believe
people
this about
for 40
the second
days.
Coming of Christ. Everybody has
up to
500 an idea
people
or
at one time
of what that means.
And most of them were still alive at that time. So
we're actually today, Sunday, this Sunday is
they could have
the,
any type said, yeah, no, it's
Sunday
a hallucination, which is
Advent,
some
which is
well, maybe it was
the,
just a mass
the,
hallucination
the
that people
Christian
hallucinated that Jesus
the first
rose and
Sunday
that had visions of him.
Of the season
and
where
so
we
then,
look towards Jesus.
But everything,
Advent means
everything
coming,
that psychiatrists
and we look towards the arrival of Jesus,
flies
which
in the
is
face of
we celebrate
a mass
on
hallucination
Christmas Day. And so
like
it's
that,
the four
everybody
Sundays
having
prior to Christmas is what we call
at the same time,
the
holding
season
on
of Advent.
And it wasn't by
that
we
look
at once that
peace,
Jesus
joy,
rose from the
and
dead.
Love.
In fact,
this graphic
when
was
Jesus rose
made
from the
by
dead,
our very own Anne Chang.
Even when
Mark's
he first
wife,
started appearing,
so, you know, she's a
his own follower
artist.
Said,
and so 2 years
true.
Ago, we did a series, an Advent series.
And the Bible says that
and we
even
through these
when
four different
Jesus
themes
appeared
of
to
Advent,
him,
hope,
and
peace,
they
joy,
met
and
him.
Love, because that's
the Bible
what
says
Jesus
some
worshiped
that this is amazing.
When he came,
and some
that's what Christmas
doubted.
Is really all about. It's not about the money
so,
and the gifts and the
so having this mass
really
hallucination by people
Jesus
who doubted
brings.
That it was even true. It flies in the face of psychiatry.
But there she
so all these facts line up with
each one.
The tomb
the
being
weeks,
empty. Every other theory that people have proposed, it just falls in the face of it. But the thing that's most
and when Christ is in our lives, that's
the resurrection. The number
a
one fact about the resurrection that
we
demonstrates beyond reasonable
that
doubt.
God
me.
Will always do what He says.
And for most historians,
do.
Is that
and we have
the followers of Jesus
that comes from knowing that God's got us
after His death.
That He'll carry us through whatever trials might come.
And
we have the joy knowing that not only has God got us, but He walks with us.
Not only
and when
Jerusalem,
God's around, it's always going to be good.
Of any place.
And so there's a joy that transcends
that
circumstance.
Place to say, that's a lie.
That comes
so
from
die.
Having a relationship
find his body.
With Christ. And then there's love.
We know the two. We know the story.
If
any of it was a lie, Jerusalem would have been
the
place
where
Jesus
been said, you can even love your enemies.
Yet
all of his followers betrayed him and rejected him.
Spread.
And yet he continued. The
you know, there,
is,
there were a number of messiahs in Jesus' day.
And he loved us before we even knew him.
Jesus wasn't the only one.
And so there's a love in Christ that also transcends
claimed
circumstance.
To be the Messiah.
And here
and
we go.
And others called the Messiah.
So Advent, we celebrate. There's three arrivals that we actually celebrate in Advent.
There's another guy, Simon.
We celebrate Bethlehem. 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to the little town of Bethlehem.
In the time
right?
of Jesus.
It's a small little town. It's on the
and he had a following
the,
much larger
Palestinian
than
side.
Following.
So I'm going there. And
historians say
in,
that
in,
Josephus,
in
one of the most well-known historians of that
all
time,
all the Jews
said
have to
that
get
Simon Bar Giora had over 40,000 followers,
who drive
in addition
the bus
to
through,
his
to
soldiers.
The, through the wall to the other side, a big divide there.
And he actually
and then we
took over Jerusalem.
Salvation,
his followers actually
which is
took over Jerusalem
arrival in our lives.
For a period of time.
There's 2,000 years
before
ago,
before he was
Bethlehem,
conquered
Jesus
by the Romans.
And we celebrate that at Advent.
Executed.
Personally,
and after he was
Christ
executed,
has to arrive in each and every
this
one of
massive
our lives,
following, much larger than
Jesus'
12
arrival in our lives. And that's celebrating salvation.
disappear.
And the third thing we do is to celebrate Maranatha. Maranatha is just a Greek word that means come, Lord Jesus.
Another guy, Simon Bar Kokhba.
We celebrate that Jesus is coming again.
He rose up like 100 years
after
Jesus.
Today we're going to focus on the third one, that Jesus is coming back.
Had over 100,000 you need to know, Jesus is 250,000 followers. Actually started his own little
state. And in his estimation,
started printing his own coins. You can find
you and I, it's been 2,000 years. And we would say, that's not
and religious leaders, Jesus kept saying, I'm coming back, and I'm coming back soon. He's the Messiah.
And we know this is true. It's not a matter of if Jesus is coming back.
When he was executed,
in fact, you know, in the scripture,
movement,
there are more scriptures about Jesus return.
But when Jesus was executed,
there are
with 12 scared followers hiding out.
His like eight times more scriptures.
Followers, his movement
refer
went
to
in
Jesus
the opposite direction.
Return
took over the world.
Then
today, 2,000 years later, there are people in Taipei, Taiwan,
coming to
gathering in his name.
And so it's a major emphasis.
Just that difference
all throughout
alone
scripture
makes me
that
believe
Jesus
that
is
the resurrection
come back
is true.
And when he comes back,
no
it's not going to be
why
like he came the first time.
So many people
he's not going to come
him
as a little baby in a manger. He's
and the resurrection is what makes
and
the difference.
And for you and I, when we experience
so why do we celebrate
coming,
Easter?
We start in that. We start there. We
because
start
if the
Jesus
resurrection didn't
Lord
happen, Christianity.
We start with him coming as Savior in our
fake
life, as King of Kings and
what
Lord
we're doing
of Lords
here.
And we
false
receive
is
him
empty
in our life.
In fact, this is what Paul said.
As King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
He said,
so that
and if Christ has not been raised,
the Bible says,
then your faith is useless.
Return to earth.
And you are still guilty of your
as
sins.
King of Kings
in that
Lord
case,
of Lords,
all who have died believing in Christ are
that's
lost.
A, that's the point.
And if our hope in Christ
Jesus
is in Christ
back,
is only for
when
this life,
the very end of
we are more
Bible,
to be pitied than anyone
the very
in the world.
Chapter. This is what Jesus says over and over again.
If it's not true,
he says, look, I'm coming soon. Blessed are those who
comes,
obey
shows
the words
up to church on Easter Sunday.
Written in this book.
But in fact,
in
Christ
in the,
has
in
been raised from the dead.
Ed,
and he is the first
because
of a great harvest
when you read the Bible,
of all
your version
who
of the
have
Bible
died.
Has some words in
so
red,
why do we celebrate Easter?
Red and some in black. The red
because
ones
if it's
are the
not
ones that are
true,
actually spoken by Jesus. And these
everything
are words
is
that
alive.
Jesus himself actually spoke.
But if it is true,
Revelation chapter 22, verse 7.
I
am coming
the
soon.
The living
blessed
Son
are those
of God.
The words of prophecy.
That means he's not in a grave somewhere.
This book.
That means
so Jesus
he is loose
back
in the universe.
And he says there's a blessing in his coming.
That means
back
he is looking down and
the
here with
of
us
Jesus
today, just
back
like he
is
promised.
For our blessing.
And the question
but how
is,
we access
what
that
are we doing?
Is by obeying
with that resurrection,
what he's told us
with
to
this
do,
living
and
God
who
dwells
do
now among us.
And so you and I, if we want that blessing,
how
we
do we respond
need to obey
to him
and do the things he's told us to do? When I was young,
Easter,
my dad did
difference
a lot of travel.
Paul said,
grew up in Hawaii, and he did a lot of travel
about
to
Christianity,
Asia,
following him,
rises
and falls,
just business-wise.
In other words, Jesus can't be just
and back
some
in those
nice
days, you don't have
figure
internet, you
that we
have,
talk about and
you know,
follow because
phones
he
like
had
now,
some good life principles.
If you made a phone call
and
across the
and this is
the nation,
a great place to get
it
some
costs you
self-help
an arm and a leg. You know,
or
if
a
you
nice
a
place
to
live by the principles
state,
of Jesus.
They charge you extra.
Form a nice
you know,
community.
So, and no such
he
thing
said,
as
no, if,
even
if Jesus
Skype,
wasn't who he
FaceTime,
said he was, and he didn't
WhatsApp
rise from
lying,
the dead,
none of these
you all are
calls
a bunch of fools, and so are we.
Video calls.
And we've been
and
liars
so those
and
days,
been duped
we,
into
no news
a
is good news.
But if
you don't call Dad when he's traveling, he's not going to call you because we don't want to have a big bill at the end of the month. So Dad shows up when he shows up. He doesn't pull out his, when he lands, pull out his mobile phone and text and say, okay, I just landed. You wait till he shows up at the door because there's not mobile phones.
And follow him, that's great news.
He's not
going to
stop
and
put
25
cents in
and
put 25 cents in and try to call you. Right? No, he's going to just come home and see you when you see him.
Don't believe.
But he'd always say,
no,
I'm bringing stuff. And Dad, when he'd come
so
home,
Dad
would always bring gifts.
From
wherever he went, he always brought home gifts. And that was great. But he also said, now, obey your mom while I'm gone, and I'll bring you a gift.
Kind
he was going to bring the gift anyway, but
like
of course
there's
the kids
dividing
like, okay,
line
okay,
for
mom,
which
you
foolishness
but you
reach.
And you, obey mom,
foolishness
especially as a day drew near that Dad was coming
is
back.
The son of
you
God
may not know the hour
from the
you know, when he's coming back, but you try to be good those last few days, even if you're rebellious at the beginning, you know.
And Easter is that dividing line of which foolishness you get to choose.
And a lot of times you're looking forward more to the gift than the giver. You know?
That's
what you got for me,
for
you
and
know?
I.
And back in those days, it was always like knock
about
off
the resurrection
shoes and shirts from Asia.
And there are, of course, many
anyway
books written about the proof of the resurrection.
Blessed are those
and
who obey the words of
why
prophecy
we should believe.
Jesus always comes with the intention to bless. He always comes bringing gifts.
For me is
he's the one who started the whole thing of
the resurrection is so important.
You know, bringing gifts whenever you come.
Number one.
What's the word for that in Taiwanese?
Death has been defeated.
In Chinese, Mandarin. Is there a word for that?
What's death that? Is something that every human okay. who's
so
existed
Jesus started
had
that.
To face.
Always comes, always brings a gift.
If you're not scared of death, you just haven't been paying attention.
And so when we look to Jesus coming
nobody's
back
escaped
again,
it.
We want to
all of us will end up
there. With
and if we don't prepare our lives for it, then we land
we know that
in a foolishness.
Like for us kids, we have six kids and one mom. And so we
knowing what's happening.
And so five boys.
And just trying to pretend that it's going to go
mischief.
Away.
And sometimes we
and
got
Easter isn't pretending that death
before,
goes away.
Dad
Easter,
got,
the resurrection say, is actually
you know,
fully embracing the
today.
Fact
it's
of death.
Go well.
And saying, how do we
and
deal
then it was fear.
With the fact that death
like, oh,
is
man,
coming for
coming
us
home,
all?
You know, just try to do something extra,
being
Easter, fix
you,
extra
you
bed or clean up extra nice, you know, so
you
that we won't
be
get so much
bedsides
in trouble.
People
but
pass.
There was, we knew there was
get to
a reckoning coming if you didn't obey.
And it is
so the question
painful.
Is when we think about the return of
my
Jesus, because Jesus
year,
is coming back.
Great life, loved by many.
Have we are we aligning ourselves for blessing?
Yeah. And yet, when she passed,
or are we just kind of doing our own thing? He goes on in this the last chapter of
grieved.
The Bible, in verse
12.
Which
tears.
Verse is that? 12. He says, "Look, I am coming soon."
Finality
says it again, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according
all
to their deeds.
And every one of us will face that.
So not only is it just obeying the things that God,
but what the
asks
resurrection
of us
says
or directs us towards,
is that there's a,
but it's also just simply doing good.
Death. It gave
we all
death
have inside of us. We're made in the image
the
of God.
Of Jesus
so we all have
going
a
to the cross,
which is
for
a reflection
you and I,
of who God is,
laying down His life
in us.
To demonstrate
and
that
so even
we,
if we don't have specific instructions
death,
from God,
that death is
we're pretty
not an
good
end,
at figuring
it's a
out
doorway.
What is the right thing to do, what's the wrong
that
thing to do.
Jesus
we pretty much know what's going to be a blessing
for
to
eternal life
others
for all
and
of us
to the community.
That
and
Jesus'
what's not
death
be a blessing.
Was a way to reconnect
so
us
Jesus
with
said,
the Father,
not only do you
God
obey,
who
but
made
you
us
just
and who loves
good.
Us.
Just be a good person.
And we lived for so long separated from God. Just imagine
every
that God was,
that.
Yes, even we who recognize that He's
grow,
creator,
just
that He created
person.
The earth and then He's up there in heaven somewhere waiting for us all to die and
them?
Then we get back to Him.
To
when God wanted
person.
To walk this life
why do parents
with
want
us
that? Because they are
and embrace us into
all of
eternity,
us were made in the image
but not wait for eternity, but to begin to experience His life
inside of us.
So we walk into
the last
death
verse,
with a confident
where Jesus
hope.
Says, he who is
the
faithful
because we've seen death
says, yes, I am coming soon.
And this is the point.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
Of Easter, the resurrection. That Jesus
that's
died.
The last chapter.
And it was
the Bible,
a painful,
the book of
horrendous
the
death.
It's not Revelations. It's
and there
the
is
revelation of
pain.
Jesus. The whole
in
point
death.
Of that book is
but there's
to
also
help us understand who Jesus is
in death.
So we can build a better relationship
there's also
with Him.
Purpose in death.
Because ultimately Christianity
because death
comes
is
down
what
to
brings us into eternal life.
And so
Jesus
says, I'm coming
death,
soon.
We experience eternal life.
So it's
life.
Not a matter of
and
now Jesus
actually, the
will
Bible
return.
Says
Jesus
that every day
will return.
We should now
it's
embrace
clear throughout
death.
Scripture. It's clear
not in
from
some
the
kind
words
of like
Jesus.
A suicide
the
death
question
cult, but embracing
when will Jesus return?
There are always parts of us that will do better on
actually
putting those parts of us to death.
So anyone who comes to you
and
says,
and that to be
Jesus
willing to
leave
the
day,
past
you can
behind
say, oh, that's nice.
Is what brightens
but,
our future.
I'm going to stick with what the Bible says.
And that we have the ability to leave
that the Father
the past
knows,
behind.
But He hasn't even told Jesus.
That's
when he
powerful.
Left this earth. And He certainly hasn't
that we
told
can
us.
Begin to put to
because
death
God knew if He told us
parts
we would
of our life
forget all the relationships.
God begins to show
and
us
try
and say,
to
that's a
be
part
ready
of your
on
life
that date.
That's actually not going to serve you well.
And we would totally miss the point that to be ready on that date would mean be in
and
right
yes,
relationship.
It's often painful.
Because God's not engaging
and yes, it's
you
often scary,
in relationship because
like death always is.
You're all that.
But
you got such a good job. You should come to heaven.
And this is the story
you have
of
such
the
nice
resurrection.
Clothes. You have such a great sense of style. You should be a part
one
of
the
gang. That's not how
we,
God
we were
works.
Recently in the Philippines.
God
and,
works on
and,
relationship.
Our conference there, a gathering of
He knows us and we know Him.
Our every nation family from around the world, 80 plus nations gathered together.
So the question we have to ask
and
ourselves
and some
is,
of those
will
nations
you be
are
ready?
Places where Christianity is not
when
welcome.
Comes.
And probably the most powerful of the few days that we spent together, the most powerful
Matthew
moment,
chapter 24, verse 36 says,
from however, no one knows and share
the day or hour when these things will happen. This again is Jesus talking
about
says,
how
not even the angels in heaven,
how
or
they
the
came
son
to
himself,
leadership because the leader
only
before
the
them was
knows.
Sent to prison.
So
how they face being beaten in front of their
predicting when
families,
Jesus is coming back.
Physically beaten
is
by the authorities. Persecuted for
it's a
following,
great way to sell books.
Choosing to follow Jesus.
TV shows.
Yet here they
like
are
that.
Continuing to follow Jesus.
Atlanta,
stepping
cruise,
in when the leader in front of you,
you know,
gets put into prison.
These are the signs
boldly stepping
for.
Up.
Now Jesus does
with
say there are
fear,
signs.
With honest fear. But
and
stepping
we
in and saying,
the signs.
Okay, I'll take that place.
But the signs don't
ending up
say
in prison
this
themselves.
Is the date. They just say this might be the season.
Recently, a few weeks ago, we had
just like when it snows, snowing is a sign
of
that
martyrs,
it's winter.
Helping us start up.
But it doesn't mean that
Voice
when it
of
snows,
the martyrs
yeah,
here in Taiwan.
Sometimes it snows
and,
early,
and they
and
they
sometimes
deal
it snows
with
late.
Who've been lost their lives,
but it is a sign
for their faith.
It helps you understand. Oh, it's snowing,
and that is still happening today.
It might be winter.
Dozens of
and
people
so
every
see
year
the signs in
their
the scripture that talks about. You can say, oh,
belief in
this
Jesus.
Might be the time that Jesus returns. And a lot of the signs
that's
a
boldness
that's a
that maybe you and
thing.
I haven't had
study.
To face,
but
there's something emboldening about that of saying, okay.
So no one knows the day or the hour. Turn to your neighbor
at the,
and just
at the threat of
nobody
death,
knows.
Following Jesus,
nobody
and that's
knows.
The story
right.
of the resurrection.
No matter what podcast you read or TV shows you watch, when the Son of Man returns,
chapter 15, verse 54,
it will be like it was in Noah's day.
Says, then when our dying bodies have been transformed into bodies that will never die, this scripture will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in
weddings.
Tree.
Oh, right up where's to the your time Noah entered the body.
Oh, death,
the,
where
the
is
story
your
of
sting?
Noah and the ark.
Right? Sin is the sting that results
so
in death.
Wicked,
and the law gives sin its power. But thank God,
they're
he gives
just
us
seeking
victory over
to do
sin.
The Bible
and
describes
death
it as
to our Lord,
they just sought
Jesus
more every day. They're seeking, how can I be more wicked? How can I be
death
more wicked than it was yesterday? Wickedness was just increasing
sin has
intentionally
been
in
our
people.
Lives.
And God just said, I'm going to start all over. And so he sent a flood, but he
so
found
not
that
only
no
has
was
facing
was
death,
right in his sight.
But the power of
it wasn't
sin
perfect,
in our everyday lives.
But he said, I can work with that.
Defeated.
You know, God, I'm glad that God doesn't wait
because
for perfect. He just says, I can work with that. Otherwise,
I want to just take a moment and.
But he worked with Noah.
Right now, we're just going to have a testimony of someone.
And it says people were partying right into the time
Andy,
that Noah
who is the leader of our Chinese
boat.
Congregation.
You know, those people were pretty
come
much oblivious
to
how much sin there was and the need to be.
You know, defeating
to
sin and,
God's
defeating death,
over.
Coming to
and
Christ
says,
is
gonna
not
be the same.
Often easy.
So,
and sometimes it takes time.
And if you read the signs
and go
through the
scriptures, share the story because
it seems like all the signs are
aligning. Nanny's been
a
Christian now for
almost,
be
almost
a lot
11
of
years.
Say,
and
I don't really care. It doesn't really bother me.
But this year,
party some
she
more.
Had an amazing testimony where her
people
father
didn't realize what was
Christian.
Going
I
to happen.
I wanted to share that testimony
until
of her,
came
how her father
swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man
so,
comes.
Before I tell my story, I want to
so there'll be a lot of people who just won't have
anyone,
any clue,
you are
not be paying attention
Christian
at all.
In your family, can you raise your
and the reason why God says this is he wants us to be focused
and
on him and to not lose
you know,
sight,
actually,
not to lose
to
focus on the fact
Christian
that Jesus will return.
Family,
now, we may not know when Jesus will return, but I can say this with surety,
yeah,
is that we are closer to Jesus'
me,
return than
kind of
any other generation that has lived.
Everyone clears triggers and then
truth for today.
Like how did I say like they are kinda confused and then they want to
so
take,
there's a chance
they,
that Jesus
thinking,
will return in
like,
our lifetime.
They want to take a bite or they want to watch from afar.
And the more that we get to know the more
yeah,
that
so that's
they
my situation.
That.
And I didn't grow up in
Paul
a Christian family and
it's better for
I
me to die.
You want
to threaten me with death? Bring it on. I love to go see
and
Jesus. Actually better for me if you kill me.
How do I say, like,
but it's actually better
for
you if you
me
don't.
It's really hard because my parents,
because I can
my,
help you bring you to
dad,
Jesus.
He's a successful
and I can help you to not
so
end up in hell.
For
so
him,
for you it's better if you don't kill
he
me.
He feel like the Christianity
but for me,
is for the weak.
I'd love to go to heaven now.
Yeah,
I'd love to end
yeah,
this
that's
life
for
with
him.
Jesus.
So that's what happened is I think in the
I
last
just realized.
Year. Yeah.
My
because
with Jesus.
My father didn't believe in any religions. Even he doesn't worship the ancestors. Yeah, it's really not common
title.
Always a good
prayer to say, Jesus, just
and I think he only believed in himself.
Better.
So, and then we also know that sharing the gospel to the family members
people.
Is really hard because they
I'm an introvert,
actually
but I still like
they
people.
Know who you really are, right? So, for me, I argue with my dad a lot,
amazing.
And then I would talk back.
So many beautiful places.
I was
and there's so much diversity
really
here in Taiwan, but around the world. Whether you go to,
and I always
you know,
try to prove
places
I was
snow,
right.
Tall
so
mountains, or tropical
the
beaches.
Whole
just
and
I never that God has.
But after
imagine
I followed
the
Jesus,
God who made that has had all of eternity to make
change.
Stuff.
Not overnight. It's little by little.
What we experience is just
so
such a small
arguing,
part of what God can
I
make.
I start to listen and pray. But honestly,
and we're gonna have
at
all
beginning,
of eternity to experience
my prayer was
all
like, Lord, please change him. But we know as a Christian, Lord has to change
we're
ourselves
spend all of,
first. Right?
All of eternity, you know,
so instead of reacting, I began to respond with
I think the
patience.
Things that we love here on earth,
so I no longer feel that
we love it because
to win
it's a
every
of God's
argument.
Nature, and it's only
and
going to be that much more.
Yeah, so in the last year, I think some
amazing.
Of you guys know
you take
what
away all the junk, all the things we don't like about this life.
Had to go through the big surgery. So there
and
is
you
a risk of
all the good.
Ending up in a coma forever, or like just like a vegetable. Or even that, even
everything
dying
with
if
him.
The surgery fails.
Everything he
yeah,
said,
so
there, you can't even begin
really
to fathom
and then it
how
was,
amazing the things that
fearful moment
are
in his life. Because for the first time,
just,
he realized
you can imagine
he was
it,
not in control.
Your picture is too small.
Yeah. So, and then he found out, he told me I was the only one.
Scripture goes on to say, two men will be
family.
Working together.
So he asked me,
in the
why
field,
are
one
you
will be taking the other
afraid?
Left. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taking the other left. What that basically means
again.
Is that
so
you can have you can be walking with people,
and
working with them,
I share
and,
with him
and one person doing the exact same thing
yeah.
can have a total
Johnson,
awareness and purposely have
them.
Been preparing
yeah.
their hearts
that's
for
my
God's
personal
return,
devotion.
And living with this
the
expectation
was my
and align their lives for that. And another can be doing the exact same thing, but totally oblivious to God.
Told me this.
And totally
and
mess.
I just was
return.
Like, okay, I just wrote it down.
Because
and
Jesus
after three
will
days,
come for those who
my dad
prepare their hearts.
Told me that he have to go through the big surgery.
Because he won't force
so
himself.
I show him
anyone.
This before
see,
he
heaven
went
is,
through the
and our eternal destination is
and
really
I
just a
like,
confirmation of what
when
we've
you
chosen
come
here
out
on earth.
And
God's not
going
to force anyone to marry
God
him who doesn't.
Who has been holding us
we all know that
all along.
You know, just,
yes.
I don't think
after
we think,
surgery,
yeah, you cannot just marry
yes,
anybody that you
so
want. The other person
to
has to
Jesus.
Agree. It's got to be a joint thing.
All God's will
is call it crazy. You call it a Jew. You call
so
it a
what
lot of things
amazing
other than
me even more is this. I never found out someone
God
wants already preached the gospel to him
with
over 40
he's
years.
He's created you for
yeah.
that purpose.
So
he sent his son
I want
to die
share
so
don't
that you could be
under,
with him forever.
Underestimate the seed you plant. All the prayers you pray,
you get to
because in God's timing, they will
what
give fruit.
It doesn't mean you need to be perfect
so
to earn it.
Thank
it just
you.
Means you need to trust God and choose him. And so two people, the Bible says, when Jesus comes back, there'll be those that are totally oblivious.
So the question comes
those
to
that
us.
Are prepared.
You know, we just see.
So you too must keep watch, for you don't
you
know
let
what
all
day
the facts
your Lord is coming.
About, and about
so we don't know.
The resurrection, about
we just
Jesus.
Need to live
and people have done that
with
time
that constant
and time again.
Awareness.
There's books written, there's videos you can
preparation,
get where all the facts are laid out and
aligns
by far
with Jesus. And that reflects on how in the Jewish culture the way that
the
weddings
most
would
reasonable
take place.
Explanation
so
of all the
a,
historical
a guy
facts
would choose a girl and go up
is
there
that
and say, I want to marry you, and they'd say, okay, yeah. The, actually, their parents would talk and say, yeah, it's a good match, you know. And so it'd all be set up.
Especially when you
and
look
then,
at the fact that people's
the,
lives continue
the groom
to be
would
transformed
go and start preparing
by the power of
a
Jesus.
House. Because back in those days,
so it's not just what happened 2,000 years ago.
You lived together after marriage.
So it happened a few months ago.
And that wedding day,
not just what
you
happened,
didn't know when it was going to come. Because he didn't know how long it was going to take to prepare the place to
Jerusalem.
Take his bride to go live together.
But what happened in
but when that
Beijing.
Day came, they loved, part of it was the mystery.
I know it happens
and
around
the
world.
Of being a surprise.
Because every week
of
people are
showing up
to
and say, today's the day. And back
the
in those days,
God is
you know, just smaller towns, smaller relationships.
And in a world where sin
just
is just,
say,
just
let's go celebrate. And the weddings would be for days.
You go
and they
to
just say,
Iran,
did you hear?
Ukraine,
today's the day, you know, and everybody would just go.
Your neighborhood. families, you
which
know.
Is pretty cool, I think.
Whether you look at your own heart,
and that's why romance guilt, always grief, mystery.
Struggles that all of us walk through in our lives. Sin and death.
And that's the way Jesus said, I'm going to come back for my bride.
To infect us.
You don't know the day, but I'm preparing a place. Lives. And it's going to be amazing. And it's going to change.
And yet Jesus has given us a
solution. How we prepare our lives for that.
Jesus has shown us the way.
God,
he's demonstrated
whatever,
that
I'm
what he's
make
taught
myself
is
ready
truth.
You.
That he
I'm
is the Son
do
of
what
God.
You've asked me to do. I'm going to make sure
our
that
choice
that
is
I've focused my life. I'm going to quit dating other guys. I'm going to quit just doing living my own thing.
We can
set my life
deny
aside for
it,
you.
To say it. I don't believe it. And
so
that is your choice.
For that day.
No one can
Tonight
force
doing
you
baptism
to what you want to
PM.
Believe.
You can still get on it if you want. But baptism is like wedding day.
But our beliefs have
It comes that moment. It's that moment of saying, okay, I want to change my life
You can ignore
it.
Just
forever.
Say, well, I don't know.
I'm
going to
live
enough.
With
I'm just gonna
my husband
it.
Now. And also and
has
we say Jesus,
ignoring it
when we get saved, it's
kind
of like that. Day of getting engaged. Like, okay, I say, yeah, I'll marry
or
you.
Or you can choose to embrace it.
Put the ring on
because
the
there's only two sides
the
of foolishness
day,
to choose
like baptism
the foolishness
the
of saying okay I'm going to surrender my
life
to Christ
into
or
life
the foolishness
together. You
of
live
saying
together.
God doesn't exist
you're 100% together
all the stories
it's all in it and it changes life. Life and baptism is meant to be a
and
change
you get
of
to
life
choose.
That now we live with this constant awareness
but
of
our
God
hearts
in
our
lives
what we're doing
and
our
this desire to
that
whatever God says like Jesus
lived
I only do what I hear the Father saying I only do what I see the Father doing. I want to live in such union with God.
Verse 20
live together.
15 says he died for
that's
everyone
what prepares, that's what prepares
so that those
us
who receive
return.
His new
that's
life will no longer live for themselves instead they will live for Christ
submission to that.
Closing verse,
who died
Peter
chapter
and was
one,
raised
verse three.
For them. Verse 16 says, so
says
we have
yes.
stopped evaluating
blessed
others
be the God and
from
Father
a human
of our
point
Lord
of
Jesus
view.
Christ.
At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of
because
view.
Everything
how differently
about
we know him now.
Always about
verse 17, this
about
means
family.
That anyone who belongs to
according
Christ
to his
has become
mercy,
a new person.
Caused us to
the old life is gone. A new life has
hope.
Begun. Verse 18,
the resurrection of Jesus
all of this
Christ
is a
the
gift
dead.
From God.
In other words, we saw
he brought
Jesus
us back
die,
to himself through
give
Christ.
His life for us,
and God
saw
himself
him raised again
has
from
given
the
us
dead.
This task.
And what that speaks to us is that no matter how bad things get,
verse 19, for
Jesus
God was in Christ,
win.
Reconciling the
he
world to himself.
Again. And I love
longer
that song
counting
we sang earlier,
sins against
I believe
them.
In the resurrection,
he gave us
that we will rise again. Not just that Jesus rose,
verse
20, I believe in the resurrection because we will rise. And people talk about that when we talk about end times. They have this term called the rapture.
When
God will
gather
all the believers who've
for
died
made Christ,
in faith
never
and are still
to be
living,
an
and we're going to meet Jesus
so we could be
in what we call
right
the rapture. And there's
God
all kind of arguments about
Christ.
When the rapture will take place. That's another fun one,
Jesus
or even if it's going to happen. The Bible says it'll happen,
it
so I just
everything.
Believe that.
Because salvation then becomes a free gift.
We will rise again.
Just as Jesus resurrected from the
and
dead, he raised
truth.
Himself from the dead.
And
the Bible says the Father raised him by the power
saying,
of the Spirit.
That Jesus
the Bible says
is
that that same Spirit
and resurrection, that life
offered to
is,
you and
I, is resonant in me.
To raise us out of our death.
That God will give me.
And so no longer is us trying to save
no
ourselves or trying
gets.
To become righteous on our own
and this
or
is what
seeking
it means
after
to be born
God,
again.
But it's God who
that
made
come,
a way for
the
us.
The new life of Christ comes inside of us and now we live in this relationship with Jesus.
A free gift, which is totally radically different from any
to an
other religion.
That is imperishable. Undefiled,
Jesus
unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are being guarded through faith.
Not only that, but God offers
through trust in God
for our
salvation ready to be revealed in the last time.
Because the
in other words, not everyone will know who's saved and
the
who's not.
That we all face.
Two will be walking together.
Have.
One will be
the
walking in relationship with God.
To break
will have
the hurts that we can't seem to overcome.
And you and I, we need to walk in that relationship, but also share that relationship with
Jesus.
With others. Because how sad would it be Jesus that you're walking with a friend, and when God comes,
because the cross is the power
for
leaving the past behind.
And that's why we share the gospel.
That's
why this next year we're going to be talking about mission,
represents.
Because we want to be those who
the power
around us. We give every opportunity to know Jesus in the way that we know him.
The sins that face us,
because that's our mission. To not only know Jesus.
It's the power to start over.
Experience his love in our lives.
It's also the power to persevere.
But to help others
when we're
experience
in a place
that as well. Jesus is coming
that we
again.
Feel like we can't make it through.
For some, that's great news.
The power of the
they're
resurrection
so excited.
Comes along and says, you can do this.
I'm going to see Jesus.
You
others are just more kind of like relieved. Yay, all my credit card debt will go away. You know,
that's
this pain in my leg. I'm no longer have that. Maybe
so
in heaven I'll be able to dunk and play basketball.
Jesus,
you know,
just said, Jesus, I believe. that you are the Son of God.
But where we need to bring our hearts,
that you died for my sins,
place where we have such a deep desire for Jesus.
And that you conquered sin and death on my behalf.
We love him so much and enjoy him
so that
much
I could experience life.
That we can't wait till we get to heaven. Would you stand with me?
Then today's your day to celebrate Easter.
Father, we are so thankful
of the resurrection
for Jesus.
Would you bow your heads with me?
And as we enter this Advent season, as we
Jesus, today on this Easter, we celebrate your resurrection. We are so thankful that you are willing to go through the pain of the death on the cross, to be buried for 3 days, and then to rise again in power, showing us that we too can be freed from the pain of death.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you next Sunday.
The pain of sin and the fear of death. That we can receive new life, that we can have a fresh start, that we can have power to start over. For our lives, as you promised, to be renewed. And so we receive you as who you are, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the risen Savior. We pray these things in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening. We pray this message spoke to you and built your faith. For more messages like this, visit our website at everynationtaipei.com. You can also send a prayer request and reach out to us anytime. God bless you. Till next time.